You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Jana Danilovic. She's talking to me from Serbia. Jana, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you for having me and for inviting me.
Jana, I know you're in a small town in Serbia, and you're in the middle of painting a mural. So can you just tell me a little bit about where exactly you are in Serbia, where that small town is, and also let's talk about the mural.
Yeah, of course. Well, as it turns out, I'm not calling you from home. I'm calling you from today's office, which would be the wall in a small town in southeastern Serbia called Raška, where I'm, well, it's the second day of painting a really monumental size mural here. Basically, it's a big illustration of a sentence that the culture is measure of things. So that's what I'm working on currently. It couldn't be more current than this because I took a break from scaffolding to do this interview, and then I'm returning to the wall.
So let's talk about that wall. How did that mural start, and what's in that mural? How large is the mural? And let's talk about, yeah, how it started and exactly what it is.
I was contacted by the team that organizes this festival, local team. Due to the pandemic situation, they couldn't. Their usual program consists of people gathering and doing things together. So this year it was impossible. So they decided to do something for their town, something to stay in public space as a form of compensation for not being able to gather community this year. So they decided to make a mural. The originally planned theme for this year was the culture is measure of things. So they approached me with the idea to create an illustration for that thought, and that's what I'm doing right away. So it's really big wall, somewhat around 120 square meters, it basically illustrates what my personal view on what are valuable symbols of culture. So I try to summon what I consider most important in one, I don't know, in one drawing, what culture consists of. It's a tricky one, I must admit, but it's fun so far.
And so what is in that drawing? It does sound tricky, and that's, but you have a huge surface, so...
Is it
narrative? Is it symbolic? Yeah, what's in it?
It's a combination of narration and symbolism. I created, the basis of it all is, really old school scales, like really old ones. These scales are in even position because it's basically a twin wall. So I had an opportunity to create a composition which two surfaces interact with each other. So these scales are weighted by books, symbolic representations of dance, of music, of creation. That's basically it. It's really it's tricky to verbalize, really, but scales are the basis, I must say.
And so, this is, I know it is tricky to verbalize, but this is, of course, communicating something to the community, right? To the community that's seeing this mural every day, and so
exactly. I tried to trigger some associations. I mean,
tell me about those associations, because of course we're talking on September 3rd. It's still like as you already alluded to, right in the middle of the pandemic, or hopefully towards the end of it. But yeah, what are the associations you want to trigger?
Well, the idea I had when I heard the sentence for the first time, the culture is measure of things, I heard it in the situation where I was unable to leave my flat due to the pandemic. So I thought, okay, what's keeping me grounded and why is culture, that wide idea, important? So I thought, okay, books are keeping me grounded, music is keeping me grounded, and it not just by keeping me, not just keeps me grounded, but it also provides me with the kind of and type of freedom which is physically not accessible to me at the moment. So the associations are based on art forms or shapes that should hopefully, and rhythms as well, that should trigger some comfortable but also joyful feelings with the observer.
And so that's clear, that's helpful, and hopefully there's some images in this interview so that people can also see this and understand a little bit more. How is it produced? Was there funding for this, or how did that come about in terms of you know, your work and your labor on this?
Well, this specific mural is funded, and also the whole production is funded by the festival that invited me. It's one of the ways that murals are being produced around here. The other one is pretty much DIY mode. Serbia has really vivid street art and muralist scene, but most of the people are gathered together in just making painting possible without proper funding, but they're just doing it. I don't know how to explain it, but
they're volunteering. They're just doing it.
Exactly. So many professionals are in a way volunteers as well, but in this specific situation, the whole production has been funded and everything by the festival that invited me.
Very good, and so that's exciting. And besides this, are you also working at home or back at your studio? What happens after this mural is completed? Because you're it sounds like you're close to completing it. Are you?
Well, after I return home, or better say, after I finish this one, I will be traveling to Mostar in Bosnia and Herzegovina to make another mural. And after I finish that one, I'm coming back to Belgrade to my regular routine, to my studio. But also, the end of September is a kind of special part of the year for me, because the festival which I co-founded is called Festival of Arts on the Streets Reconstruction, is going to happen. So also, again, as everything this year due to pandemic is going to be super small, but this year's idea is to make small teams of people who are street artists and the visual artists to whom this year galleries were not approachable because they were closed. So we are trying to invite visual artists who haven't painted walls before to team up with street artists and actually give them an opportunity to show their this year's work outside, but in a way mentored by older and not just older but more experienced street artists. So that's going to be September for me, a bit of creating my own murals, but also helping other people to create their own.
I love that. So let's talk a little bit more about that. You said you co-founded this to help with
festival.
Exactly what you're talking about, helping other people, co-founded this festival. Tell me about that. How did you co-found the festival, and what exactly is the, I guess, the mission of this festival?
Well, Reconstruction Festival, or in Serbian Rekonstrukcija Festival, came up as basically idea of very good friend of mine, Tamara Marković, and myself. We kept waiting for a festival or manifestation that would approach street art and art in public space in a way that we thought it should have been done. It had to be curated, it had to consider space, not only painting surface, it had to take community into consideration, and that festival never happened. So we decided, from the point of view of someone who wanted to be the observer, the viewer, and the participant of some festival, that we'll have to make it ourselves. So this is the third year that we are making it. So far, in two previous years, somewhat of 30 murals has been produced throughout the festival. We had guests from Spain, from Austria, many Serbian street artists participated. The general idea is, and the mission is, to basically educate people that art in public space, mural in this particular point, should belong to everybody, should benefit everybody, and should affect everybody. So at the same time, we are trying to educate people to participate in shaping up the public spaces of the city they live in, which is Belgrade. And on the other hand, we are trying to create some sort of a bond between the communities in the neighborhood and the artists that that will come to work in their neighborhood. So it's a big bite to chew, because we are trying to create something that will live on after the festival is over. So, for example, last year we invited people from the neighborhood to choose the wall they would like to have painted. We didn't come and ask for specific walls. We had people volunteering their own walls and showing the willing to participate in the project. And that way, we, in a way, introduced them to the idea of the possibility to shape what they previously considered as something given and unchangeable. So we're super pleased with the results, because it's A, very fun, B, people are really accepting and considering murals that are produced during the festival as something that does not belong to the festival or the artist, but as something that belongs to the community. And I think that's the whole point, that art should belong to the community, not just serve as an accessorize to newly built part of town, but that should be the gathering point of a community.
I love that. I certainly agree with that. And it's such a wonderful project. So this is an artist-led initiative, an artist
exactly.
project, right? And it seems successful. You're getting artists from all over the world. So I have to ask again, how is that funded to bring
so
in
far,
artists? How does that,
It's been funded from several sources. One was crowdfunding. The other one were donations from, which is project funded. But so basically, we spent almost whole year writing projects to various funds and donors globally until we gathered enough money to pull it off. Because there are certain funds that government is giving for cultural projects, but at the moment, political and cultural situation in Serbia doesn't really support projects like this, because mainstream art is pretty much propaganda oriented. So after trying several times, we basically gave up on trying to find local money. So we went globally, and so far it's working.
And by going globally, you mean looking for grants globally, or
looking for global
funding.
Grants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. It's so exciting. So congratulations on that. It sounds like
thanks.
It's a it's a great vision, because not only it is bringing art out to, you know, the world, and it also is something that works well even in a pandemic, but I love the idea of it continuing, you know, also, as you were saying, without you and the co-founder, right? That's the idea, that this can keep continuing as a type of institution.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. So thanks so much for talking about that, and I wish you great success with the mural that you're in the middle of making. And mm-hmm. and I want to ask you the last question, which is, what are you reading at the moment?
At the moment, I'm rereading the book called the, translate it as I go along. By Bogdan Bogdanović, famous Yugoslav era architect, and it's called Three War Books. I don't know whether it's been translated to English, but my warmest possible recommendations on anything that Bogdan Bogdanović wrote, because he was very important and influential artist and architect, but more important, the way he describes cities, you can tell that's the way to explain a love for the city. So any city, for city as a concept. So Bogdan Bogdanović is one of the nicest authors ever, and really anything that comes near you written by him, don't miss it.
Thank you for that. And again, I want to thank you for talking with me today. I want to wish you well with your mural, and thank you for taking a break from that to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me. It was really a pleasure.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.